What's up, everyone? You're listening to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Trisha.
And I'm Danny.
Yes.
And this is WMFL Medford, 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay.
Woo.
Radio.
So we just listened to...
Graduate by Third Eye Blind. Because
I love Third Eye Blind.
Same. Solid. I love that band. First album I ever bought was Third Eye Blind, self-titled. Still love that album.
Aww.
It's a good one. Did I just delete a different song? Oops. No, I didn't.
Oops.
Anyway, but you know what's funny about the radio?
What?
Is that I have a Bose, like, CD player, aux player radio situation. It's, like, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie, like, actually listens to the radio on it.
Really?
Like, she'll listen to, like, a rock station, a Boston rock station, because she likes 80s music. And I think that's cool. Like, I think it's sweet that she listens to the radio on the thing. Because you can plug in your own music, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But she listens to the radio, and I think that's cute.
Hi, Katie, if you're listening.
They're at cheer.
Oh, they're at cheer.
Yeah.
Hi, Katie. Have fun cheering.
Yes, but, yeah, you know, just a little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the people that listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are cool.
You are cool.
Yeah.
But honestly, listening to podcasts is like listening to the radio.
Ooh, yeah.
Kinda.
It's taken over.
In a way.
That, yeah.
Yeah, because if you think about it, radio started with like TV shows, but they weren't, you didn't see them. They were just people acting and you heard the voice and it was like a show. My grandparents still listen to old, like, on like Sirius XM, they have like stations where they play like old show radio shows where they were like scripted shows and they'd have sound effects and all that kind of stuff. Like, did you know about that?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes. Yeah, but it's kind of like cool how people used to listen to the radio not for music.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are listening to podcasts not for music. And this is a cool, like, coming back full circle. You feel?
I appreciate the connection.
Yeah.
Kayla with the connections.
Maybe I should come up with a nickname.
Kayla Connection.
Or, yeah, that's fine.
I think it's cool.
Yeah. Got that k sound, that alliteration.
Cool.
Only if you spell connection with a K, though.
Of course.
You gotta make it cooler.
What is she, a
You're
Kardashian?
Right. You're right.
It's like putting a Z at the end of something that has an S. You know what I mean? You gotta be cool. Air quotes.
Okay, what is something you put a Z at the end of instead of an S? Because that would make a lot of words weird.
Well, didn't Wild Boys, that show? I'm pretty sure they were a Z instead of an S.
Okay, but other than boys, what?
There's a coffee shop in my hometown, and it's Phil's Coffee with a Z.
Phil's.
See, look at that. Phil knows how to be
I
cool.
I think it would have been cooler if it was an S, but that's beside the point.
Well,
all
Phil
right,
sounds like a dad.
Pull. Does Z make things better?
No.
It did.
What about just
20 years ago.
Okay. But personally, I think pluralizing words makes them better.
Oh.
I think adding R's to words that don't have R's makes them better.
What? That's weird.
Like Kaler.
Yeah.
Or
potato.
Potato. Or tomato.
I don't want to associate with you people anymore.
Or just pluralizing. I like pluralizing words. It's a thing old people do. I think we've had this conversation on the radio.
Yeah, I think we have, yeah.
Yeah.
Like...
on the radios.
Yeah, on the radios. We're on the radios.
I hate it.
You're just too cool with your California life.
Standard English. And California English, like rad. And,
Brad.
Hecka.
Fad.
Lad. Brad is a fad.
Not anyway, a good lad.
What kind of a...
He's pretty bad.
What's on the music playlist? I don't know what we're playing.
I don't know. I hope it's not sad.
I can't.
Don't be mad.
I'm just gonna leave the room now. Goodbye, everybody.
He's had enough.
All right. I'll stop and not torture everyone anymore.
Wait, can we play 1901?
That's what I was gonna play.
I really
it's
like
on
that
the top
song.
Of the
I
list.
Really like, well, I didn't know if you were gonna. Sometimes I just bring the stuff up to the bottom that I added when I'm DJing and like put it at the top because like, you know.
Yeah, I feel. You know? Well, you know what? We are playing 1901. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity as the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman had to be gentle. Was it a mecca-dubber or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. But as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out, but you're in your fishnets. Now you wanna get it in a dress. You just gotta
What's up, people?
What's up?
I don't know. What is up?
The sky.
You're right, but I think you got something for us.
I do. Oh, I have a PSA to tell you guys about. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NEMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and it isn't more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You almost said educational.
Well, that's because it says educational radio on this PSA that I chose to read. But what are we? Are we educational? Are we freeform? Are we both? Who are we? That's the question.
We are everything.
We are all things.
I think we educate people on this show.
We definitely educate people on Black Stripes and Roy Keys. You know, there are so many things that you would not know until we told you.
Yeah. Like all of the conspiracies we have.
All of the conspiracies.
Hollow Earth.
You would not know about Hollow Earth if it wasn't for us. Or the My Chemical Romance thing we talked about. Smashing Pumpkins timeline. Or Birds Aren't Real.
No, there are no trees left on Earth.
Nope.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. Oh, yeah. What was the one where I said that people... Like, Hollow Earth is, like, everyone in the movie Us went into the middle of the Earth or something.
Oh, that was the one that America's Underground or something.
America's
Underground was under...
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're living in Hollow Earth. That's what I remember.
When we combine conspiracies.
It's just like, works perfectly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think maybe we should talk about our conspiracies since we're already, like, on the topic. Yeah, okay. Why not?
I mean, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, so earlier today... Oh, yeah, you're right. It's time for
Conspiracy Crackdown. Bing, bing, bing,
bing, bing. I swear, I always forget to get
make a jingle.
I have an app that goes... Bing, 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 bing. But my phone is charging.
Let's get a real air horn and bring it in here.
Oh, people would kill us. You see that camera right there? They'd be texting us on the computer, stop. Can you...
How often do you think they're watching? That's a good question.
I don't know.
We saw that happen to that guy, though, remember?
Yeah, they just, like, if you cover it, then you're not supposed to cover it. Like, if you cover it, then they're going to be like,
cool.
But I don't know if someone's watching it all the time or if like there's like some kind of like system in place where it'll tell you when something's happening. But how would it know? Like, that's kind of hard to like program.
Yeah,
you would know.
Yeah. Anyway, programming is my alley.
Yes. But anyway, today I sent Trisha a picture of a conspiracy that David Bowie predicted the rise of Kanye West, and Danny has got the deets for this.
So check this out, right? It all started when David Bowie released The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. Like, obviously. An iconic album, right? So check this out. That album came out June 6th, 1972. On the cover of the album, so it featured an image of David Bowie posing jauntily on a dark London street surrounded by cardboard boxes and damp concrete. The only really prominent focal point of the picture, aside from David Bowie's great shock of blonde hair, was a single illuminated shop sign hanging just above his head that reads K West. Now, that's not even, that's just a little piece of it. You ready? So, when dissecting the meaning behind the first track on the album, the song is called 5 Years. The lyrics of the song paint a grim picture of a world set to end in 5 years' time, unless, that is, a so-called starman descends upon Earth to save humanity from itself. Fast forward 5 years, and on June 8th, 1977, Kanye West was born. Kanye is the Starman.
That's the title.
Yep. I think he would appreciate this conversation.
I really think he would.
Because he's very...
narcissistic?
Yeah, conceited.
Fittingly, when the rock icon died on January 10th, 2016, Kanye West was one of the first artists to commemorate him. Let's see if there's any other coincidences. Okay. So, David Bowie's final album, called Black Star.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
is described as a not-so-thinly-veiled confirmation that Kanye West is his chosen successor. First, the rapper is quite literally a black star.
Star.
And secondly, the album's first track, titled Black Star, features some eerily revealing lyrics. Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried, I'm a black star, I'm a black star. But no conspiracy theory is complete without a few more critical tie-ins. The third track off David Bowie's Black Star, which he recorded during his secret battle with cancer, is titled Lazarus, a nod to the biblical
character. I like that song.
Yeah, good song. In the Bible, Lazarus falls ill and dies. He is placed in a tomb, and Jesus brings him back from the dead through the power of prayer. It's important to note here that the third track off of Kanye West's 2013 Yeezus album was called, unironically, I Am a God.
Wow.
That man.
Let's see.
Yes, he's a man.
One more thing. 3 days before David Bowie's death in January 2016, how do you pronounce her name? Is it Sia or Sia?
Sia.
Sia previewed her new song, Reaper, which coincidentally was co-written and co-produced by none other than Bowie's new creative spirit incarnate, Kanye West.
Mm. All right, cool.
So,
I like the Black Star part. I felt that those lyrics, you know, he's really saying something.
Yeah,
there.
Well, you got the K West on the album, and then you got the star, the Black Star thing, and I don't know.
Yeah, wow,
it's an interesting conspiracy.
Yeah, it is an interesting conspiracy. I mean, you know what also got me thinking about because of. This isn't really the Kanye West avenue, like, whatever, you know. Kanye West is a great musician. Don't really love him as a person. But, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things. We were just talking about, you love the Smiths, but Morrissey's, like, a terrible person.
Yeah,
so,
we were just talking about that, yeah.
So, anyway, you know, people have their flaws. That, needless to say. But what I was going to say is, like, I felt like when David Bowie died, it's like everyone started dying after David Bowie died.
That's true. A lot of people died after him.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like he died and then, like, everyone died.
Well, don't it's they say like, that, like, people die in threes? Like, when it comes to famous people, if someone dies, two more famous people die, like, shortly after?
I thought that was, like, bad news comes in threes.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like
that. There's, like, a
bad
whole thing.
Bad news of death.
Because
yeah.
The three is the devil's hour.
Is
and,
it?
Yeah, it's, like, a thing in literature. And
yeah, and things go down at 3 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to stay up until 3 a.m. tonight to see what happens.
See what happens. Anyway, I don't know. I feel like there could be, like, a conspiracy about that, about all these famous stars dying, with David Bowie ushering in the end. Is this kind of some kind of Illuminati conspiracy that they're trying to get rid of all these old stars because they're tired of them and they need the new ones to rise?
Yeah, you think underground America is assassinating them to further American culture?
You're right. You know, yeah. They're like, you're too old, you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
You need get to be, out. Get out. Yeah, pushed out of the way.
That's rude.
With David Bowie, it was Alan Rickman died like a week later.
Yeah. Snape.
Yeah.
Who else?
Celine Dion's husband.
Who cares?
Celine
That's
Dion
rude.
Cares.
Sorry, that was me.
Wow.
Yeah, that was cold.
I'm sorry.
My high school French teacher was in love with Celine Dion.
Well, yeah. she spoke French.
Oh, yeah, but he, like, had a wife, but, like, he was always, like, talking about Celine Dion, like, every class period.
I feel bad for his wife.
He loved her too, just not as much as Celine Dion.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the entire country loved Celine Dion when Titanic came out.
You're right. Wherever you are.
Yeah, I pulled up an article. It was 10 instances of celebrities dying in threes.
Mm. Oh, okay. Cool. See, you got this. Damn, we should like.
I got this.
I'm hiring you for Conspiracy Crackdown.
I got this. Oh man, I forgot that Doris Roberts is dead. She played the mother on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
Just kind of one of those sweet old ladies.
We're
know?
Not old like you. We don't
Okay, I guess we're all being mean tonight.
I felt that.
I'm feeling really sassy today.
I feel
that.
Bad now. I feel bad because I said, who cares about Celine? Who was Celine Dion's husband? Was he famous?
He was like, he was like her representative or something. Like, they worked together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel bad for saying that. Well, that was insensitive.
I used to hear that, like, Celine Dion used to have, like, stage fright, but, like, she would wear a headpiece where he would talk to her while she was performing, and it would help calm her down.
Aww, that's actually really sweet.
But wait, okay. Let's not change the subject. Trish, are you implying that I'm going to be, like, on number 11 in this 10 list? Like, I'm so old that I'm just going to drop dead soon?
I mean, just Everybody Loves Raymond. You watch that?
I mean,
it's like my roommate watches, what is it, like Frasier?
Oh, yeah, that's from the 90s.
That actually started in the 80s, I think.
Did it?
Yeah, it went over into the 90s. My mom watched Frasier, but I never watched it.
Hmm. Okay, you're a young person then.
Oh, just because of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Celine Dion's husband, we're sorry that we said we hated you. Danny, I'm sorry you're old.
And, okay, we are going to stop being annoying.
Stop
now.
Being little rude people today. Yes. Even though I really want to be rude.
Okay. Continue with the thing.
Okay. Other people who died in threes. Let's see. Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Ed McMahon.
They were before 2016, though.
You want me to do, like, since then?
No, you don't have to.
Okay. Alan Thicke, George Michael, and Carrie Fisher. That was 2016.
Okay. Yeah. See, 2016.
It was all in December. Alan Thicke was December 13th. George Michael was December 23rd. And Carrie Fisher was December 27th.
Damn.
It's pretty close.
Stop saying it. Stop.
That's not a bad word.
That's a bad word.
It's not.
We can't say bad words on air.
Darn.
Wow.
Darn. There's a whole bunch of fake bad words we could say, like darn or
fudge.
Dung beetles. Fudge.
Fudge.
Fudge. Oh, fudge nuggets.
Or you can say duckin'.
Duckin'. Like autocorrect.
Like your phone wants you to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what your phone wants you to say?
Well, you know how when it always autocorrects to ducking?
My phone does not do that.
Oh, mine does it all the time.
You know what my phone does do, though? When I try to type apparently, apparently I've typed apparently in all caps with, like, it's spelled wrong so many times that I'll try to type it the right way and it'll go apparently, because apparently I text that a lot to people.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone doesn't spell sandwiches right.
Me neither.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Sandwich wish. Sandwich wish.
Sandwich wish.
Sandwich wish. You know, sandwiches, you know, those are so good.
What's your favorite type?
All sandwiches.
Really?
I love all of them.
What if it's bologna?
I like bologna.
I've never had a bologna.
Hot take. Fried. Okay, regular bologna's not amazing, but fried bologna, some tasty stuff.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
Yeah. Ask my mom. If you ever visit, I'll ask my mom to make you mac and cheese because she makes lovely mac and cheese, and I'll ask her to make you a fried bologna sandwich with white bread. Of course, we have to get the worst kind of bread.
I don't even know what to expect.
For you. You have to have the pure, like, pure unhealthiness in this situation.
Wonder bread.
Yes, exactly. Wonder bread.
Oh. I haven't had Wonder Bread in...
Is that
I know,
thing?
I felt like when I got into middle school, like, I just didn't really have white bread that much anymore, unless it was Italian bread, because everyone's like, oh my god, it's so bad for you.
Any of y'all ever go through a phase where you cut the crust off?
No.
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 We're not snobs. Sorry, I'm gonna stop. I don't know what is wrong with me today. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning. I woke up like 30 minutes half before off. I had to go to an appointment. I didn't shower. I ran out the door. It's been a bad day.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
We'll give you a pass.
I'm like especially rude today.
Sometimes you gotta
be.
Not me. I'm an angel.
Kayla gave Danny a look.
Anyway, yeah, I guess we can continue with the threes. Is that it?
No, that's not it. One day we got, so I mentioned Doris Roberts because I'm old. It was her, Prince, and China. They all died. Who else? Some people I don't know. I always forget Casey Kasem is dead.
I know. One time you were like, oh, Casey Kasem. And I'm like, he's dead. And you're like, that? What? He's dead? Shaggy.
Oh.
The voice of Shaggy.
Oh.
He used to do American Top 40 radio back in the day as well.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. We did things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few, but those are the most, like, interesting ones.
Yeah, but I feel like, yeah, just everyone started dying.
Everyone has been dying forever.
I know, but I mean, like, really famous people would just, like, all die.
Why do we care about famous people dying? Let's care about the average Joe from Missouri on his family farm who died yesterday.
I don't think Kayla will care about them.
Ooh.
That was me.
What?
There's so much drama today. I took it back.
I was going to say something eventually, but it was just because of what you said about Celine Dion's husband. You're like, who cares about them? Yeah.
I'm sorry. I felt really bad after that.
We have New York songs, right?
I was going to play that Lazarus song first, though, because it's good.
Oh, okay. Did you know, okay, That's the Move is something that I've, like, recently, like, learned how to say. Like, that's what the youths are saying today.
The youths?
The youths. And so I've been saying it now, and, like,
I'm
adding it to my
vocabulary.
Yeah, my vocabulary. It's like when you want to do something, you're like, that's the move. I'm hip with the kids.
Wow. You're so great.
I know.
We're keeping it real on Black Stripes or White Keys.
Black Stripes.
White Keys. Damn, that
we should have one show.
That was harmony. That was harmony.
Get us kicked off the air. We should have one show where we play, like, every other song is like Black Keys or White Stripes. That should be our final show at Tufts.
When we're seniors.
All Black Keys and White Stripes. I have to, like, think hard to say it right now.
Yeah, because we're so used to it now.
Yeah, anyway, right, music, because we've been talking forever.
Yeah. And we're getting too mean. We need to stop.
We're getting way too mean. Celine Dion's husband sounds like a great guy.
You know what he does? I apologize.
Sorry, Celine Dion. What if Celine Dion was listening to college radio right now?
I don't think she would.
What if she was?
She just wants to see if some radio station in the country's playing her music. Mm-hmm. There's got to be one station out there that's playing my music.
Aww.
Sorry. That's was rude.
Sad.
She's like so famous. I'm sure that there are.
Yeah, but like she's cheesy famous.
What?
Still famous?
She's real famous.
No, she's a really great singer, but I feel like she's been memeified.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I just made that word up.
Memeified. That's
that's a great word. I think I need to make that.
You're also hip with a youth.
See, I think I'm the only one that has ever said that.
I doubt it, actually.
But I'm the only one that I've heard say it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm gonna start a revolution, guys.
We should play that song. Okay, we're gonna stop.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Can't be stolen. knows me now.
right, guys. Our show is coming to a close. So I just want to say you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to us, even though we're mean. We will try not to be on next week.
Yep.
Cool.
Next week, we'll say happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's next week.
It is next week.
Yeah. Holy cow.
It's so close. So this semester is like going to be over in 2 days. Not 2 days, wait, but what? You know what I mean. It's going to feel like it's over in 2 days. It's going to feel like that. Anyways, yeah. Good night, guys. Good night. We're going to play you out until the next people come. Or if they don't come,
I
we'll
think
see.
They're right there. You
they
guys
are right
can
there.
Come in if you want to. Hello.
Yeah, they can just like
come
play
in
if they
the
want
music.
The stuff now no. if they want.
Hello.
Cool.
Okay.
Do you want? Do you just want to play now?
Yeah, we gotta put our stuff in first.
Though. Okay. Well. Well, yeah. But do you just want to like
here.
Do it? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
What's your show called, guys?
Those dudes from earlier.
Those dudes from earlier up next. Thank you for listening, guys, and you'll get some more music in just a sec.
Yeah.
Talk to me. Tell me what you think about Harlem River. I'm in love, 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 love. Harlem River, talk to me. Where we headed now? Harlem River, I'm in love, 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 love. All because of you. In my pearl, in my diamond shoes, I've climbed a cloud, now I've stole the moon. Harlem River. All because of you. Down now.